If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Snow, ice, and bitter cold.
Yeah, I got a big snowblower and I'm prepared.
Black ex-coach sues NFL.
Allegations of racial discrimination in the hiring process.
Whoopi Goldberg suspended.
My words upset so many people.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. More than 90 million people from New Mexico to New England are under winter weather alerts as a huge storm system rolls across the country, packing snow and ice. CBS's Janet Shamlian.
This morning, a major winter storm is barreling across the country, delivering a dangerous combination of ice, snow, and bitterly cold temperatures. Icy roads in Denver, traffic grinding to a halt. Temperatures expected below freezing in many parts of the country tonight, including Texas. Almost a year after a catastrophic freeze buckled the state's power grid.
WCBS-TV meteorologist John Elliott says so many states will have to deal with this storm.
Much of Arkansas, into Missouri, into the Ohio Valley, and then into parts of western PA. And then you've got to remember, Boston, New York, 2 feet to 3 feet of snow. You're going to see rain going into that as well, so there could be issues with some flooding.
Pfizer has now formally asked the FDA to make its COVID vaccine available for kids under age 5. CBS's Nikki Batiste has more on some of the children who participated in a vaccine trial.
Siblings Lillian and Will love playing superheroes. But last year, the two got a real chance to help others by taking part in a Pfizer COVID vaccine clinical trial.
Helping people is a good thing.
They both got two doses of the vaccine at Cincinnati Children's Hospital.
I told my friends that I was going to give them a shot.
Lillian was 4 and Will was just 3 when they were enrolled.
They were both great. They both did awesome.
Their mom, Sarah, says she was grateful both kids got the vaccine.
We are so lucky.
Soon, millions more children as young as 6 months old may be eligible. The FDA could make its decision about authorization in the next few weeks.
Well, now the bombshell lawsuit targeting the National Football League and its teams alleging racist hiring practices for coaches and front office people. It's a class action suit filed by former Miami Dolphins head coach Brian Flores, who is black. He specifically names that team and two others, Denver and the New York Giants, where he says he was interviewed after choices had already been made. He was on CBS Mornings.
Humiliation, disbelief, anger. Now, I've worked so hard to get to where I am, to go on what was going to be a sham interview. I was hurt.
The NFL says the lawsuit is without merit. Now overseas, Russia's Vladimir Putin accuses the U.S. of ignoring the country's concerns over NATO perhaps taking in Ukraine. As CBS's Charlie Daggett reports from NATO ally Estonia, the U.S. has sent fighter jets and support units there.
American F-15 Screaming Eagles soar into darkening skies in a show of U.S. military firepower. The message to NATO allies here, we've got your back. And to Russia, we're watching. The U.S. Air Force's 336 fighter squadron taking part in an enhanced air policing mission. The head of the Estonian Air Force told us those U.S. jets are crucial.
To show that the alliance is taking its business seriously.
Back here at home, it's Groundhog Day, so let's see what happened in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
With my shadow I have cast. Than a long, lustrous 6 more weeks of winter.
Yeah! Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Police are investigating a shooting at Bridgewater College in Virginia that left two campus police officers dead.
No college president ever wants to be standing in a room like this on a night like this.
College President David Bushman says the sadness there is palpable.
We'll take care of each other, and that's how we'll get through this together.
The suspect is a 27-year-old man who suffered a gunshot wound. A man was taken into custody in Colorado for threats directed at the UCLA campus in Southern California. Boulder Police Chief Maris Harold says the suspect also had a written plan for violence at the University of Colorado.
Thousands of references to violence, murder, shootings, bombs, schoolyard massacre.
In suburban Minneapolis, one student was killed and one wounded at a school. Two people are in custody. Well, President Biden is reaching out for Republican support as he charts his course to get a black woman on the U.S. Supreme Court.
The president met in the Oval Office with the Democratic chairman and Republican ranking member of the Judiciary Committee, which he once chaired. Mr. Biden also spoke by phone with Mitch McConnell, the top Senate Republican.
I want the advice of the Senate as well as the consent.
The president is expected to ask former Alabama Democratic Senator Doug Jones to serve as the Sherpa for the nominee on Capitol Hill, bringing her from one senator's office to the next. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
ABC News has suspended Whoopi Goldberg from The View for 2 weeks. It came just hours after her on-air apology for saying in a Monday discussion that race was not a factor in the Holocaust.
It is indeed about race, because Hitler and the Nazis considered Jews to be an inferior race. Now, words matter, and mine are no exception. I regret my comments, as I said, and I stand corrected.
In issuing the suspension, the ABC News president called Goldberg's original comments wrong and hurtful. On Twitter, some people called for her firing. Now to Beijing, CBS's Steve Futterman is our man at the Winter Olympic Games.
2 days before the opening ceremony, the competition is underway here in Beijing. It began at the curling venue, a number of first-round curling matches and mixed doubles competition. The U.S. took on Australia. Of course, we all know that everyone taking part in these Olympics is undergoing regular COVID testing. But there will also be the traditional testing for performance-enhancing drugs. Olivier Nigli, the director general of the World Anti-Doping Agency, met with reporters here today. He described it as a constant and never-ending battle.
We must continue moving forward, always aiming to be ahead of those who would cheat.
And as in other recent Olympics, officials will store a second sample that can be tested in the future when detection methods improve. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Winter Olympics in Beijing.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation: solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album, where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Today is World Read Aloud Day.
Here is Edward Bear coming downstairs now.
Winnie the Pooh tops the stack of books librarian Sandy Bartlett set aside at the Morton Library in Rhinecliffe, New York, where kids are invited to pop in and pull up a chair.
There's that we're all around a campfire together feeling, so you get that family. It also introduces them to other worlds.
She's hoping grown-ups will lend an ear, too.
I don't think you ever outgrow hearing stories. It just makes you feel good.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News in upstate New York.
In a moment, I heard Winnie the Pooh, bump, 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 going up the stairs.
In an era of inflation and with the game in L.A., this year's Super Bowl promises to be the most expensive ever for fans. Ticketmaster's cheapest seat right now is going for $6,700. It's more than $72,000 for a VIP seat just a few feet from the field. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.